Kajik! Gisela called, catching sight of him. She was at his side in an instant, sweeping a deathly cold arm around his shoulders in a move too fast to counter. Damn her inhuman reflexes.
You're just in time,
Alexei said, holding out a soft, round bun filled with sweet cheese curd and sprinkled with crumble. It was wrapped in a square of paper.
We got you something. Gisela thought you might be hungry.
She... what? You don't eat enough, Gisela scolded, stealing the brown paper bag from Mrs. Maruz and peering inside. Are these the magic altar candles? Are you finished running errands?
Almost.
Kajik took the offered sweet cheese bun from Alexei. He wasn't hungry, but he wasn't about to pass up free food, and he was oddly touched that they'd thought to buy something for him.
I need to drop by one of the guest houses.
The one on Hydrangea Lane?
Alexei guessed. Kajik's eyebrows shot up. Alexei faced Gisela and dropped his voice.
Everyone's saying it's haunted by a vengeful spirit. Doors slam when no one is near them. Candles snuff out unexpectedly. People say they've heard crying and footsteps running from room to room. All the guests are too spooked to stay. The owner's throwing a fit. The place has only just opened.
And let me guess, you promised to help cast the spirit out? Gisela leaned into Kajik's side, her corpse-cold lips ghosted against the shell of his ear, making him shiver as she whispered, Funny how you're so eager to help some people, while the rest of us have practically to beg you. Because, of course, that was what she was concerned about.
That's because,
he hissed back, his mouth full of pastry. How are you going to handle this if you can't even, you know? Kajik bristled.
Everything all right?
Alexei asked. Kajik and Gisela jumped. Alexei grinned.
You want to go look at the place? It's only a short walk from here.
He didn't look to see if they were following before he started shouldering through the crowd. Gisela raced after him, still clutching the bag of candles to her chest. You believe in spirits, don't you? Kajik told me.
He told you that too?
Alexei raised an eyebrow at Kajik.
How often do you two talk about me?
Kajik shoved more sweet cheese bun into his mouth so he wouldn't have to answer.